National Security Minister Peter Bunting recently launched a multi-sectoral campaign aimed at reducing crime dubbed Unite for Change. The minister sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss the campaign. Here now is an excerpt of this conversation.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Issues and Answers. I'm Ian Boyne. The Minister of National Security, the Honourable Peter Bunting, is our guest today. He'll be speaking to us about the critical areas under his portfolio. We know that this matter of national security is uppermost in your minds. And therefore, we put the questions that we imagine you would want the minister to answer. We thank you so much for joining us. Minister, good to have you in our studios.
Glad to be here.
Just a few days ago, you launched a Unite for Change campaign, and the thrust of this is that national security is the business of all of us. It takes a cooperative effort to deal with this. Explain to us further this Unite for Change campaign.
Absolutely. When you look at all the studies of the countries, or in some cases cities in bigger countries like the United States, for example, where they have made dramatic improvements in the safety and security environment, in almost every case, it has resulted from a multidisciplinary approach. Mm-hmm. It's not just police force alone. You have interventions at the level of school, because oftentimes the problem of violence is largely a problem of youth violence.
Yes.
So school interventions, public health interventions, how we design the built environment, what is generally referred to as renorming or reshaping the norms. Yes. When you have dysfunctional elements of culture that develop mm-hmm. in communities, which facilitate one way or the other criminal activity or accept criminal activity as a norm, then you have the challenge of renorming or reshaping mm-hmm. the norms of a society. These things don't happen overnight. That deterioration is going to require sustained effort over years mm. to change. It won't just come from crime control initiative, but also crime prevention initiatives, mm-hmm. which deals a lot with that intervention, community by community,
yes.
Dealing with employment and employability, dealing with community level structures,
yes.
and strengthening and empowering community level
integrated
justice systems, etc.
Approach. And Minister, have you been working with various stakeholders to ensure that this integrated approach is taken with regard to national security?
Absolutely. We're restructuring how we work at the interministerial level.
Mm-hmm.
And we've brought all the key ministries onto the Public Order Committee of Cabinet, which I chair. And we're going to try and coordinate all the various social interventions that we have, not just from the Ministry of National Security,
yes.
but from other ministries, not just from projects, but from their mainstream budgets, to see how we can coordinate, you know, the so-called joined-up government
mm-hmm.
to have the biggest impact possible. But beyond that, we want to really, and I've met individually with the umbrella group of churches,
mm-hmm.
I've met with media owners, I've gone down to the Ministry of Education. Minister Thwaites has allowed me to speak to his senior management team,
okay,
because yeah. we see school-based interventions,
absolutely.
Positive okay. behavioral
yes.
intervention support at the level of the schools. Because
mm-hmm.
typically by 12 or 13, you can identify a potential gang recruit.
Yeah,
and if you have an effective intervention, then the odds of them going, you know, the
yeah.
wrong way will be much less. It's a complex, challenging issue. I think if we believe it's going to be resolved by policing alone, we're being overly simplistic.
Yeah.
All the cases of success show that.
So your Unite for Change campaign is aiming at bringing about this kind of critical mass in the society.
Precisely, and I really use this opportunity to appeal again to, you know, all well-thinking persons, NGOs, churches. There are a lot of groups out there to come on board, and there's something that everybody can do.
Minister of National Security Peter Bunting speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.